It's a pleasure to be joined by the Hall of Famer Dan Fouts, who's on the call with Iron Eagle this Sunday for the Raiders and the Bills. And Dan, good to talk to you again. And did you think we'd be talking about the 9-2 Raiders as we're in the month of December?
I would be, I'd probably be lying if I said, oh, absolutely, I predicted it. But no, this is the surprise team in the NFL, I think, along with the Dallas Cowboys.
How impressed are you with Derek Carr coming off the pinky injury, getting back on the field, and just his overall leadership quality since he came into the league and lost his first 10 games? He's really turned it around as a leader.
Well, he's just built, you know, his confidence is just growing each week. And the way he's doing it, you know, the come from behind wins, the wins on the road. And now that, you know, really one of the final ingredients into a, you know, a top flight quarterback is toughness, and he showed his toughness, obviously, in the win last week. So I'm anxious to see the Raiders against a pretty good Buffalo team, too.
Yeah, I look at the Raiders as we stay with Carr and what he's doing now. This is an offensive line, Dan, that ran the ball really well against Denver and showed how dominant they could be. But in their last couple of games at Houston and obviously this game against Carolina, they weren't able to dominate the line of scrimmage again. When you look at that O-line, are they better at pass protection than run blocking, in your opinion?
Oh, there's no question. And, you know, I think they realize the value of that pass blocking when you've got receivers as the Raiders have on the outside. So against Buffalo, they're going to have to rely on that pass blocking because this is a stout defensive front that they'll be facing.
Dan Fouts is our guest. Dan, one of the other strengths of the Raiders with Crabtree and Amari Cooper and even Seth Roberts, who's emerged, I've been interested in seeing what those running backs do out of the backfield with Jalen Richard, who you'll see here, Latavius Murray, more of a red zone power back, but they got players out of the backfield in Olawale, who's made big plays in the passing game, so that gives Carr about six weapons, including a tight end to throw to. There's a lot of options there for the Raiders.
Well, that's really a quarterback's dream, is to go back to pass and have any one of those five receivers he has available be reliable and accountable. So that's, to me, really a key to a good passing attack. And I know that coordinator Bill Musgrave is doing a great job of spreading the ball around and taking advantage of the talent that he has.
Dan, talk about Musgrave more, if you can elaborate on that, because, you know, fans get critical of offensive coordinators when they have all these explosive weapons, and then in the middle of the game, they want to establish the run and show some balance. How difficult is that for a team that can do something better? I think the Raiders are a better passing team than a running team, and how Bill Musgrave is able to handle that and keep them balanced.
Well, Bill was a great quarterback at the University of Oregon, and so he knows all about the importance of balance. And, you know, when you do run the ball, so many good things happen. Obviously, you don't get the big plays as often as you do in the passing game, but what you get is the chance to get those big plays off of play action. So, you know, running the ball is always going to be the most important thing, regardless of how well you throw it.
Hall of Famer Dan Fouts joins us. From the first time you called a game with Khalil Mack on the field to now, as he's progressed as the defensive player of the week, coming off that dominant performance against Carolina.
Yeah, he's right up there with Von Miller right now as far as a playmaking rush end, rush linebacker. The ability to think about stripping the ball when you get to the quarterback instead of just making a big hit or securing the tackle. That's a real talent, and we've seen it over the years with, you know, the great Lawrence Taylor. I think he may have been the first one to spotlight that. But everybody now, I mean, look at the Super Bowl last year, what Von Miller did, and now Mac turns the game around, wins the game for the Raiders with the same type of play, ironically against the same quarterback.
Hey, Dan, do you enjoy doing that in your life? Can you compare? You're a Hall of Famer when you look at Lawrence Taylor and make those comparisons to a young Mac and Von Miller, because a lot of people say, let's see him at the end of their career. But the eyeball test and looking at the stats, the way Mac and Von Miller play, they deserve to be in a discussion about future great players in this league.
Well, there's no question. And, you know, to be considered a great player in the future, you got to be a great player today. And both those guys are.
Wrapping it up with Dan Fouts. On the Buffalo side, how desperate are the Buffalo Bills? And Dan, do we make too much out of this when these teams like Carolina last week and Buffalo this week, this is really a playoff game for Buffalo. They're not going to catch New England. They got to find a way to run the table or almost run the table, and Rex Ryan will plug into that emotion with his roster.
Yeah, there's no question. And Buffalo is a run-first team and a defensive team very much in the mold that Rex Ryan needs to have and that he wants. So they run the ball better than anybody in the NFL. Their passing game is a little bit suspect, but getting Sammy Watkins back is huge for Buffalo because he's a difference maker in the passing game. So it'll be an interesting game. You're right, JT. For Buffalo at 6-5, and with Miami coming on as 7-4 in that AFC East, we already know that you probably concede the division to New England. Must win, obviously, for Buffalo.
Have you seen enough of Tyrod Taylor to say he's the answer long term in Buffalo, or is he still proving that he's a franchise quarterback every day?
Well, I think he's got to prove it. There's still things that he does that drive you crazy. I mean, he doesn't read the defense like a quarterback should as far as going from a 1-2-3 type of progression. He's a tremendous runner, though, leading the NFL quarterbacks in rushing. But, he's got to do more in the passing game. Just threw the ball 18 times last week against Jacksonville, completed 12 of them. But still, 18 passes, that's what some teams throw in one quarter nowadays.
Dan, can you leave us with an Al Davis story from the Hall of Fame and the coat and what it meant to be in Canton, Ohio with Mr. Davis, but some of the wars, maybe a story from the sideline while you were warming up, some of the comments as a player that you had with Al Davis over the years?
Well, some of them can't be repeated, JT.
That's what I'm trying to do here.
Well, he'd always stand there in his white suit and stare at us as we're doing our pregame warm-ups. And it never failed that I would always direct one right over his head just to let him know that we're going to be there all day.
And then when you got to Canton, Ohio, and Mr. Davis in Canton, Ohio, did there something happen there where you became closer? Were you friends at some point?
We never really crossed paths at the Hall because he never really came back all that often, which is a shame because he had so much to offer the game of football and the history that he made and the great things he did for the Raiders in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles. I have spent more time at the Hall of Fame with John Madden and really have got to enjoy those times with him.
Dan, last one, Jack Del Rio. Mark Davis is the owner. Everything that surrounds the Raiders on relocation, potentially in Vegas and all of this. Can you just leave us with your opinion of the organization now with Jack Del Rio as the head coach?
Well, I think it was a brilliant choice. You've got a defensive-minded coach who's not afraid to take chances. A lot of defensive-minded coaches really don't ever want to throw the ball. They don't want to do anything to cause their team to lose. But what you're seeing in Del Rio is a real fearlessness as far as his decision-making. And plus, he's got some talent now, and I think you got to give Reggie McKenzie a lot of credit for that.
Dan, I always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.